Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Teresa.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine. Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. T-Squared is back in the house. I feel like you were just here like 2 weeks ago. Were you here?
I was two weeks ago. It was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was. I kind of went weird on my booking. And then I messed up this week completely.
Oh, no. It was cool.
No, I messed it up. You can admit it. 5:35, I'm like, where is she? She texted me last time she was running late. So I called you, and you're like, wait, I thought it was tomorrow. And it was.
Yeah. Okay.
It was all me.
But when you text me, I was naked in the bathtub. Just saying.
Mental picture, y'all.
Hey,
mental
go for picture. It. Enjoy. Because men like boobs. And considering most of our listeners from my side are actually men who actually do listen to the podcast.
I have noticed that.
Which is hysterical. So
that's awesome. We like the men to listen because this is kind of the inside look into women.
I know.
Because we just sit here. We're drinking some wine. You got your red bitch wine.
I have my red bitch wine. Yay.
And I have my white pansy wine. I don't even remember what
actually,
it was.
It does look good, but yeah. I had to drink this one because it said bitch on it.
And we'll post that picture.
She's posting a picture just prior warning.
Yes.
No makeup.
You look beautiful.
Long weekend. Thank you. Lie to me some more. I love it.
Stop it. So last week, Carrie was in the house.
My bestie.
She is adorable. We were talking about the new fall television shows.
Yeah.
Now, you're super, super busy.
Yeah.
Do you watch television?
I actually do, but most everything I record.
I'm the same way. I'm the same way.
Or if I watch TV, it's like Carrie was saying, it was a $270 background noise.
Uh-huh.
I use it as background noise in the morning if it's like the Today Show, but.
Right.
But I do. I'm Sons of Anarchy, and I have to tell you, don't tell me anything.
Okay.
Because I've got last season recorded, and I only made it through half of last season. I got it through the one. I did watch the season because I got it through the cliffhanger. So I don't know where we're at this point.
That season finale was insane.
That was monster insane.
How have you not jumped into this season going, what?
Because
the heck?
I just haven't.
Oh, this season is insane. This is the very last season of Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Steve and I are two behind, and that's the plan for tonight. Like, as soon as we get done recording, I'm going to be uploading. He's going to hit play on the DVR for one.
Nice.
And then tomorrow night, after I get my nails done, because that's why we couldn't reschedule for tomorrow night.
And just everybody, just so you know, the kind of things that we do, that's how important things are.
The nails cannot be rescheduled.
My nails are trashed from this weekend, and that's fine. I'm good with that because I can redo. I'm going to redo them.
Yes. I love that when I get to redo.
Yeah.
Redo the nails.
Yes.
So tomorrow night we'll watch the second and hopefully the third because tomorrow will be a brand new one. It's Tuesday nights.
Oh, that's right.
This season is insane.
Yep. I also love the Vikings, so.
I've never watched that.
I just have naked Viking men.
Okie dokie.
You know, beautiful.
Is that on pay-per-view?
No, it's not.
You had to think about it.
No, it's actually, I don't even know what channel it's on. All I know, I have it recorded. Once again, I don't watch
it
on
the nights.
I'm the same
way. My DVR is there when I need it. When Steve travels is typically when I need it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't watch like Sons and the shows that Steve and I watch together. So I have to wait. And it sucks really bad.
But at least you're sweet enough to wait. So
yes.
That's nice.
So are there any new television shows this year that you're into?
I don't know what's going on.
Right.
I don't know. No. No.
Okay.
No. Well, wait. Okay. Wait. No. Sorry.
Pause.
American Horror House? Horror House?
Yeah. American Horror Story?
Horror Story.
With the freak shows?
Yes.
Steve's been wanting to watch
that one.
And I'm
okay.
Like, we don't have time.
I did watch the first two episodes of that.
And you liked it?
It's interesting.
You hesitated.
It's interesting.
I'm not going to say that was a yes.
It's interesting, and it definitely has me sucked in because it's very unique.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw someone post that they were going to be one of the ladies from that with the beard for Halloween.
Oh, really? Oh, how funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be funny.
So after last week, I posted wondering what other people are watching that I'm not, because I talked about last week what I'm watching, the new ones. And they recommended How to Get Away with Murder, which it's on my DVR and I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, I should watch that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on ABC. And Steve...
It's called A Wood Chipper.
It's... Alrighty then. We do have one of those in our garage, I think. Should I really? Be worried? I'm worried now all of a sudden.
Whoa. Tell me what days you don't turn on your alarms. Yeah. So, I can put that into use.
That's awesome.
And if you haven't followed me on Facebook, if you're not a Facebook friend, you should because Wood Chipper has been a joke in my Facebook for quite some time now. So
that and Sexy Shoe Sunday.
Oh, heck yeah. Lord, oh, did you see Brooks?
Yes.
Hurt, those are the most those wicked, look like awesome.
They were right out of Freak Show, American Horror Story, don't they? I could not walk in those.
I'm in love with them.
You could walk in those, couldn't you?
I could. Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
I have tried to try those really high ones, and I fall every time.
Actually, if you get the right platform, and they have to be sturdy, and
they have to be sturdy.
And they have to be a good brand, because if they're not a good brand, then
you fall.
You're going to
Well, it's the yourself. Pavement that I've been walking on. Like, if it's uneven.
Oh, well, then screws everybody up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can ask Steve about that. I'm a faller. It's embarrassing.
I've done my fair share.
So this last weekend, you were working.
Yes.
At the Wolf.
I was working at Wolf Fest. See, Wolf I'm Fest. So tired. I
no, I'm like
stuttering.
We just talked about this, and I spaced it.
Wolf Fest.
Diane Robinson is all I can think of.
Yes, my darling Diane.
She's she is sweetheart. Like all up in that rock music scene.
Oh yeah, she's a little rock star
my
herself.
Facebook
so.
Feed is like her inviting me to everything rock and roll.
She's a rock star. She's a rock star.
Yeah.
And she's a true rock star too, because she's had breast cancer and she's beat it Yeah, and she's going through a lot right now, but she should Diane, you're my girl crush of the week, just saying.
Oh, we're not there, but yes.
No, you're one of my girl crushes for the week.
That's awesome. I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Yep.
I'm a horrible Facebooker.
Yeah, she's been going through it for a while, so she's doing very well, and she's just, you know.
Hanging in there, being a trooper.
And she still works, and she still does her job, and she's awesome, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you were helping, what was this Wolf thing?
Okay, Wolf Fest, it was just a festival. It was a rock
Where
festival.
Where was it at?
This one was at Herman's Hideaway, and then we had a pre-party up at Buffalo Rose.
Mm-hmm.
In Golden.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been a lot of days of, I'm assuming today is Monday. It took me a while to get through that. Problem is that from where they're located and where I'm located, you know, it was a 45-minute drive home.
Every day.
And then back to where, you know, so... It was long, but it was fun, and I love everybody involved in Wolf Fest. I love.
So it was just a bunch of concerts back to back, like bands playing.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. And you posted a bunch of pictures.
I
with guys that
did.
Had a lot of hair.
Yes, they do.
A lot of pretty hair.
Yeah.
These guys are blessed.
Yes, they are. I was blessed
to be around these pretty boys.
I got to
hair.
Take pictures with all of them.
Yes, you did.
I got to be the bologna and the sandwich in a couple of the pictures.
I loved your black and white top from Saturday night.
Oh,
loved it.
Actually, thank you. I got more compliments all night about that top.
Black and white is like a hit anytime you wear it.
Well,
but
and
you like rocked that top.
And I got compliments from women. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate that, which was really sweet because, you know,
women
that kind of stuff.
Women don't compliment women.
No. And it was nice. Well, but yeah, that top is awesome. And one of my friends put got milk underneath and I was like, okay. I thought it was hysterical. You know, because I'm so politically correct about anything.
Right.
So, yeah,
right.
That was so funny.
I have to be careful what I say on this show when T-Squared's in the house. And if you've been listening, you know I'm full of it. All right, so let's get into the woman crush of the week. I need like a sound effect.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, something.
Clapping.
So I'll start with mine because it sounds like you got a whole list. I have one.
Oh, Diane, well, we just plugged her because we were there. Okay, so.
So mine is Emma Thompson. Are you familiar with her?
Yes, I am.
She's an actress, screenwriter, and author. British actress, comedian, screenwriter, and author, cited as one of the greatest British actresses of her generation. She's known for being a generally hilarious and unapologetic powerhouse. Kind of like you. You're like, whatever.
Do I apologize? Yeah, no, I don't.
You don't?
Yeah. Oh, I guess not.
Writing a modern film adaptation of Austen's Sense and Sensibility, flawlessly playing an increasingly wide range of characters from Nanny McPhee, which she also wrote, and Sybil Trelawney.
And see, I didn't know that she actually wrote that, which I'm pretty impressed
Isn't
with.
Isn't that amazing?
I knew she was in it, and I've seen it clearly because I have children, but I did not actually know that she wrote it. And that impresses me even more because she is pretty awesome.
Yes, so. She is. She really is. And the best quote that I found from her is, "Maybe I don't take myself so seriously anymore, and I don't care how I'm judged. I'm past all that."
Well, I love her even more just for that quote.
Who cares what other people think? Who's your woman crush?
Okay, well, my woman crush of the week is, well, I just said Diane. I told you why. No, actually, this week I'm going to stick with one.
One.
And it's Marlene Dietrich.
And who is she?
Okay, so she is she's a movie star from many, many years ago. Like, I mean, literally, I think she was born in, if I'm not mistaken, she was born in the early 1920s.
Oh, wow.
And then she was in all kinds of movies, black and white, just a powerhouse. She was one of the classic stars.
And back then,
the past.
I feel like you really had to have talent and beauty because, one, they didn't have the technology they do now to make you look perfect airbrushing. They didn't have the cosmetic surgeries that they do now. They had some, but right. They were extensive.
Right, right.
They didn't have, like, the filters on the cameras to make you look, you know, fuzzy when you didn't look so great. So I feel like back then you had to have real talent and real beauty. Don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And she was born in Berlin, and anybody who really
back
knows me
then.
Knows that I am learning German.
Are you?
I'm like tanking really bad at it, but I'm trying my best because on my mom's side of the family we're all German. So, and on the other side of the family, okay, basically my mom's side of the family we're German. So I
you crack me up. Yep.
So
my mother's side of the family we're German.
We're German, and we knew it. Strong.
I actually
yes.
took German in high school, took German in college, but could I speak much of it now? No.
Well, my brother, one of my brothers, since I'm an only girl and I've got four older brothers, one unfortunately is no longer with us. Mm-hmm. I think we talked about that before. Mm-hmm. Anyway, my one brother is a transportation designer, and he actually designed the outside of the body of the smart car.
Oh, wow. Which one?
The smart car.
Tiny
it was originally,
guy.
Yeah, he originally designed it
oh
for
my gosh.
Swatch, who was, if I'm not mistaken to say this right, Mercedes owned Swatch, or
okay.
they bought Swatch, one or the two, and that was one he was asked to create.
Okay.
So he created that. He's created body styles for one of the original SUVs. Oh, it was the SUV that got eaten by, I believe, a T-Rex in Jurassic Park.
Okay.
He designed that body style of Mercedes. So my brother had to learn German as well, and he used to work in Stuttgart a lot, and
okay.
so he would fly back and forth, and everybody who is around me also knows that I have several German friends, one in particular who's awesome, and so I just decided I'm going to learn my German. So when I'm driving back and forth to work, I have my little CD in the car, and I'm
awesome.
Learning conversational German.
That's awesome.
I probably still suck at it, but we'll see.
Baby steps.
Yes.
It's all about baby steps.
It is.
Well, that's awesome. And you had an honorable mention woman crush of the week, too. from your daughter?
Oh, yes. Jennifer Lawrence. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
We sat here for 5 minutes daughter. Trying to think of her name, so we have to talk about it. Yes, Jennifer Lawrence.
My daughter, Leanna, it was funny.
Hi, Leanna.
Because, hey, honey, I didn't have a chance to, because...
I know. Janet was supposed to do it on Tuesday, Janet thought it was Monday.
No, Janet is so sweet because she always gives us, you know, homework. And I was so busy staying up until Janet. 5 playing with rock stars. Not a bad thing, but I actually didn't do any of my studying. And it was cute because my daughters, I said, who is my woman crush of the week? And Leanna goes, mine is Jennifer Lawrence. And I said, and I was like, well, I'm going to tell him that. And so,
that's awesome.
Yes, because she's strong, she's cute, she's funny.
Funny, and she's not funny. Obsessed with, like, being perfect.
No.
I love that about
no,
her.
No, she doesn't care about being skinny. She cares about being healthy. She wants to take care mm-hmm. of herself. And her sense of humor is absolutely hysterical.
I love it. It's that dry sense of humor. Love it. I love her.
Yeah.
So I'm with you there.
Yeah. And Marlena Dietrich, the one that I like, is just she. I have to just do this one quote real quick, so I don't want to run too long. But and I apologize.
I'm not a Nazi when it comes to time.
Oh well, you know. Anyway, I want to apologize to everybody because my voice is kind of trashed. Anyway,
Good job, Janet.
No, it's fine. Okay, where is it? Okay, so. There's a quote from a gentleman who says, she remains what she has been for many years, an absolutely strange delight whose gift lies outside of her achievement as an actress, is not tied to a specific time, and does not depend on the taste of the moment, not even on common sense. I freaking love that line.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, that's like the best thing ever. And then there was one more. She has the bearing of a man. The characters she plays love power and wear trousers. Marlena's masculinity appeals to women and her sexuality to men. So she definitely was a very strong woman for her time frame. And the fact that she was noted and known for the fact that she was such a beauty and strong,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that she's very along the lines of, you know, this quote here, she didn't care how she was judged. She just right. did her thing. So I love that.
That's awesome. So it's easier said than done.
It is. It is. It takes, and for me.
It takes a special, strong woman that, blinders. You have to have blinders, really.
Well,
you know, do that these days.
But for somebody, well, I had to learn it. Mm-hmm. I had to learn it. I mean, it takes time.
It does.
You have to learn how to brush it off your shoulders.
Right.
So
dirt off your shoulder.
Yep.
Jay-Z.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know who Jay-Z
is?
Salt.
Yeah, I know who Jay-Z
okay.
is.
I was talking to someone
I do.
who we have a mutual friend, and she's rock and country, and I was like, yeah, Teresa. She's like, really? She's hardcore rocker. What do you guys talk about? I'm like, frickin' listen. I'm flexible. I don't talk about Luke Bryan every day.
He's beautiful, though. Yes. Oh, God. I've got to
anyway,
give you that.
Anyway, let's not
yes.
get off on that
squirrel.
Track. I want to do a movie review.
Okay.
All right. So
movie
I'm
review.
Squirreling. Yes.
Okay. I love it, though.
Movie review. It's called Kill the Messenger. Have you heard of it?
Oh, I have, but I don't know anything about it. But
okay.
I wanna...
So it's based on a true story. It's described as a dramatic thriller.
Okay.
It stars Jeremy Renner, who looks like the COO of my company. It's kind of weird.
Oh.
But like really? I said, it's based on a true story, and I knew nothing about this story. Because back when it was released to the media was during the Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky scandal.
Oh, so I was almost overshadowed
yes.
then completely.
Yes.
Okay.
So, excuse me. The story follows award-winning journalist Gary Webb. He stumbles upon a story that links the U.S. government to smuggling cocaine into the U.S. Crazy. There were some slow parts in the movie, but overall it was a pretty amazing story. You don't look surprised. I was shocked.
I'm not, you know, no. don't I
that's kind of
if I get into politics
don't.
then
Let's not.
It won't be pretty.
And I'll shut down.
And Steve and I actually sort of kind of fall in the same.
He's very conservative.
I'm not.
Fox News is on our TV at all times.
Okay, I'm not super conservative, but we do have the same views on a number of things. So. Yes. But yeah,
And I'm conservative too, but I'm not gonna sit there and argue with anyone about it.
No.
I have my beliefs. You have your beliefs.
Yep.
We're not gonna talk about politics and two girls and a bottle of wine.
Nope.
Because
we're just gonna have another drink of wine.
But it sounds exactly like you and I are kind of similar.
Yeah, we are.
No worries there, but don't think we're getting into politics here.
Oh, hell no.
Keep we're moving on. Play.
We're going to, yeah.
Let's go to a free giveaway that I have.
We have other rock stars that we got to talk about.
Right.
Oh, wait. Oh, so on your movie review, I have to tell you what Leanna and I did this week.
What'd you do?
This last weekend. Or last week. Last week.
Yeah.
Good Lord. It's all like mess. Mishmash. So Leanna and I went to go see Annabelle.
Okay. The new horror flick. Yeah, with the little, it's like, looks like Chucky.
Extremely creepy doll, yeah. And it's supposed to be a true story too.
Bull, but the, I know, cheese.
Yeah. But the real Annabelle doll looks like Raggedy Ann and Andy, which is funny because I love Raggedy Ann and Andy, and I have two big ones that are at my mom's house that my grandmother made me, and they've always freaked out my daughter.
That's why they're at your mom's house.
Always. So they stay at my mom's house, but for me, they're comfort. For her, I have to move them into a different room. Okay, so we're thinking we're going to go to Annabelle on a weeknight.
Mm-hmm.
It's just released.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is, this horror flick, and I'm thinking, well, it's just released, you know, should be a good crowd. We walk in, we're literally the only two in the entire theater.
Movies are dying.
It was funny because here we're going into this horror flick, and you know, and how stupid are we? You know how there's the commercial about the guy who's like, do we go and catch the car that's running, or do we go into the guy with all the chainsaws hanging in his house? Have you seen that commercial?
Yes.
Okay, so what do? We go sit in the middle of the theater with all kinds of empty stuff behind us, not knowing what could crawl up, whatever. And so we watch it, and there was an unexpected part in the movie. And
did you jump?
I don't know. Maybe, but we ended up holding hands and snuggling in the movie. And then before we left, we waited for the house lights to go on.
Oh, did you sleep bad that night? That's a sign of a good
horror flick. I was actually okay, because horror flicks don't actually freak me out. Oh. But
I used to love them, but I can't anymore.
And Leanna, it was funny. It's just, I couldn't believe that. A newly released movie, we're the only two in the theater. It was
movies are struggling, I gotta say. Unless you're on the weekend.
Yeah, but it was like a horror flick in itself, just walking in.
So out of 5 Hot Peak Stars being the best movie you've ever seen, what do you give it?
I would give it, I'll give it a 3.75.
Wow.
Only because some of it was predictable, but one part wasn't. So
it kept you on your toes during that one part.
It did.
And when it comes to Kill the Messenger, I forgot to mention this, I give it 3.5 Hot Pink Stars out of 5. Because it was good. There were just some slow parts.
Okay, so.
All right, back to the free movie premiere. This is going to be on Wednesday of this week, which today is Monday, so it's only 2 days away. But I have a pair of tickets to go see The Best of Me, which is Nicholas Sparks' story.
And it's supposed to be amazing. Right. Absolutely.
And I've had two sets of winners so far. I have one more set of tickets. And all you have to do to win is email me at twogirlsandabottleofwine@gmail.com with the subject free movie. And you win a pair of tickets.
Go for it.
Free.
Don't be losers. Go for it.
And the cool thing is the movie doesn't even come out until Friday. So you get to see it before the rest of the world.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice hookup.
Yeah. So
do it, people.
twogirlsandabottleofwine@gmail.com with the subject free movie. Give me your first and last name because I have to put it on a list. The movie starts at 7. I recommend getting there about 6 because it's first come, first serve, and you have to be in Denver. I know that's kind of a given, but I got to throw that out there.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So unless you want to fly in and come see me and hang out, and then we'll all hang out together. Let's do it. It's just more the more the better. Yes. We'll have fun, people.
We'll Teresa just offered to entertain you, so come on into town.
I totally did, and I'm a good cook. Let's just go with that for now.
Speaking of food, this last week I went to a restaurant, and you actually commented on it.
I did.
So I went to a restaurant because my coworkers and ex-coworkers, so friends that we're still in touch with, decided that we wanted to try the View House in South Denver. Right. They've had a View House in downtown Denver for quite some time, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
But the one in the Centennial DTC area just opened up recently, and every time I've driven by, it's smashed, packed.
Yes.
Because we've had some pretty good patio weather.
We have. Over the last couple months. Week.
Up until the day I went.
Yeah.
It was pouring rain. Yeah. And it was a Thursday night. They were having Thursday night football. CBS4 Denver was there with their Thursday night football feature. So it was packed. They have actually rented out parking lots in other businesses. And so the best thing, if you go there, valet, $3. You don't have
to worry
about your
car. The night I went, valet was full. So I had to just go.
Was it a Friday, Saturday?
Yes, I was stupid enough. Well, so see, but I did, but I didn't know that it was such a big flipping deal. I mean,
it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. It is. And
it's like the first poppin' bar
on our end of town. Yes. I know, right? It's that's messed up. And excuse me, people who are, you know,
they've tried. That want to I feel open. Like they've tried. Like, we have the tavern.
Well, we have Lodos.
Baker Street, Lodos. It's just people don't. It's nothing is sticking.
Well, but you know what? And everybody complains because they want stuff down here, and it's time.
Mm-hmm. Go out.
Complain more. Developers.
Go out to Lodos.
Developers. Start thinking about this.
So it's right off of I-25 and Arapaho Road area.
Ish.
Ish. Yeah. The menu, very diverse, very diverse. They have a happy hour Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. And they have your basics, but then they also have, like, some non-basics, like ahi tuna sandwich and appetizer. They also have mac and cheese, which I had, because if there's mac and cheese on the menu, I'm going to order it. And then I'm going to go to the gym the next day. But I love mac and cheese. Their mac and cheese was amazing. It's called mac and cheese with Chex Mix. So it adds that crunchiness on the top.
How did I miss that on the menu?
It was a side item. I always look for mac and cheese. I'll tell you where mac and cheese is.
All right. All right. So we're going we should do a mac and cheese tour.
I would love that.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm on it. Okay.
Anyway. And they have, I'll post the link to their full menu, but they have burgers and steaks and all the typical stuff, but then they also have other stuff.
Well, I had their chicken tacos and their carne asada tacos, and they were both very good, but I preferred the carne asada, which is unusual for me because I like chicken, but they were very tasty. I have to admit, they were really awesome. Nice. And unfortunately, I actually did eat them out on the patio, and I'm sorry you didn't get to spend your time out
raining
on the patio.
But my coworker was smart, very smart, and called ahead, and we had a table reserved for us, we would not have gotten to sit. So if you go, I would call ahead just in case, and I do recommend if you order the nachos on the happy hour menu, you have to be aware that no meat is on that price. It's a $6 Supreme nacho. But if you order, like, chicken or beef, they add $4 more to that.
Oh, yeah. $6.
So it goes back to
the
original price.
Eventually, if you order, if you think you're going to go for a bunch of tapas and just to go do the whole, like, appetizer menu, you're still going to pay out.
It's not bad. It's just shocking when you get your bill and you're like, wait, you asked me if I want chicken or beef. Like, it was.
And you didn't tell me it was an add-on. Anyway. Yeah. But they do kind of, what's kind of cool about the View House, and I'm, other than the fact that the night I went, it was a meat market, and I'm pretty sure.
There's a lot of guys there.
I'm pretty sure every football player and Avalanche player was down there. I swear
another
to you.
Another reason to go.
All right, chicks, single chicks who want to go down there.
Right, single chicks. No married chicks.
Go enjoy it.
No.
Go have fun.
There are a lot of boys.
There are a lot of boys. It's funny, though, because they all dress the same.
They're like DTC professionals.
I thought that was hysterical.
Unlike, like the thugs when you go closer to the north area.
My biker boy? No, you said that. No, I know. I got you. Gotcha. No, I'm with the biker boys. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, but
they're respectful. Biker boys are.
They are. I like biker boys a lot.
All right. So anyway, okay. Do you recommend the View House?
I do, just not on a weekend until it dies call down. Ahead. Call yeah, ahead. Call ahead. That's probably the call best route. Ahead. Call ahead.
And it's beautiful on a night or a day when the patio.
And the view, and it's named appropriately for the placement of this one because it is gorgeous.
A mountain view, like nobody's business.
Yep, it's gorgeous.
So definitely recommend the View House.
And I know you always talk about food, so there's one place I have to tell you about. One,
I love food.
One place.
What's that?
Anybody who loves guacamole. Now, one of the doctors I work with. Now, I'm always laughing because Carrie's always had this crush on.
Carrie McLeod. Had yes,
Miss Carrie McLeod.
Yes,
had.
Quote, because unquote, of his brains.
A quote, yeah. Well, she and I went to dinner, so we talked about that. So, anyway, so.
Well.
We had some fun conversations at that dinner. Out. Yes, we did. And I'm sorry I did not make it to the, by the way, to no, the bar it's okay. that night.
That was the night where we talked about how you were hardcore, and I was like, no, she's flexible, and I'm flexible, too.
There we go.
Luke Bryan? Taylor Manson, Monson, whatever. Do you like Taylor Monson? I meant to ask you this.
Yeah.
She's getting ready to come down.
She tries hard. She tries too hard.
She's a youngin'.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Well,
anyway. Okay, food. So food. Highlands Ranch, if you want to go.
Highlands Ranch, that's close.
If you want to go in the very west end of Highlands Ranch off of like Lucent and.
Okay.
Indulge. It's okay. A wine bar.
Okay.
Okay. I love sushi.
I love sushi.
And I love Mexican food. They have ahi.
Spicy bothers me.
But they have ahi tuna guacamole.
Ooh.
It is to die for. Talk about, I'm just drooling.
What's
now.
The place called?
Indulge.
Indulge. It sounds like a place. It's I'm actually put it on our list.
It's a tapas bar.
Uh-huh.
But they do have dinner menu stuff.
Why do I feel like I've been there?
They're known for their wine. You may have been. It's kind of in the corner. It's a little shopette. Anyway, but
okay.
But the ahi tuna guacamole.
I don't think I've had that, but I need
one,
to.
But one of the doctors I used to work with who moved to California, by the way, Gerald, if you're hearing this, I still think you're a butthead for leaving. And We used to go over there, and I get a text from him, craving tuna.
You know you have to post a link to this show on his page. Or email it to him if he doesn't have Facebook.
I was going to say he doesn't have Facebook.
Or tweet it to him if he doesn't have
So I just have to give that. I have to give him crap. So it's my job.
Right.
You know, if I just have to give people crap sometimes.
Right.
Especially when they hurt my feelings.
Aww.
And they moved to California. Oh no, God. I'm kidding. Anyway, no, I'm not actually crying. Just kidding.
Should I hit pause?
No, we're good. No worries. Anyway, no, it was awesome. So go there if you want tuna and guac. It's
tuna and guac. Indulge.
Ooh.
Highlands Ranch.
Yeah.
I just like saying indulge.
Indulge. And get yourself a nice bottle of wine and ugh.
Yes.
It's awesome.
And the last thing I want to talk about, see, I'm not worried about time. We're at 33 minutes.
Awesome.
We're out of control.
Score.
The last thing I want to talk about is the 10 sneaky gimmicks that stores use to get you to spend more. I was reading this article and I was like, I have to share this to my two girls in a bottle of wine audience.
Mm-hmm.
And is it a boring topic, T-squared?
No, I love shopping. And I do love too. Shopping online, so.
Yes. And this getcha, I stopped this week. Bath and Body Works had a 2 for $22 deal, and I stopped because of this article.
Well, did they not have that if you just walk into the store?
They do, but I don't need candles.
Oh, I was going to say, you know good. We have a store right
They're
over there.
They're saying okay. that, hey, now you can get 2 for $22, but they have that like once a month.
Right.
So I need to, like, slow my roll because the last two times they've had 2 for $22, I've spent, like, $80 on candles. I'm good. I'm good.
But you have awesome. I love it. By the way, anytime we're at Janet's, her house smells amazing.
Oh, thank you. Awesome. I love candles. I love them. Every different floor has a different theme. Like this one is Hawaiian.
And it still smells amazing. And I always still look at the Malibu. Yes. Yeah, Malibu rum.
I'll have Malibu next time you're here, I promise.
Yeah, let's not do Malibu. Okay, just kidding. I love it. It's good. But, you know, it'd be a whole different.
It'd be on the table?
Well, it'd be a whole different podcast at that point.
All right.
Unless you want that. Y'all ready?
Let us know if you're ready for that.
Let me have two drinks just before we get started, y'all. It's going to happen.
I saw a great mixture. It was actually today on a YouTube video. Malibu rum, Sprite Zero with Crystal Light of your choice. There's like zero calories outside of the Malibu in that.
That would be good. But see, I used to work for Jägermeister. So we used to use.
That makes me angry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all good.
But we used to do a drink called Surfer on Acid. And
I recall that. What's in it?
So Malibu rum and Jaeger and a splash of 7-Up.
That's right.
Pretty much that. Surfer on Acid.
The next time you go to the bar and you want to get crazy, Jaeger, Malibu, and a splash of Sprite.
Yep, it's just, yeah. Surfer on Acid's about right because everybody always says they hallucinate when they drink Jaeger. I have no idea what they're talking about, but I've got to tell you that.
It's crazy.
That midget in the top hat that I was hanging out with, we had a blast together. It was so much fun.
Big and Rich. Do you know who Big and Rich is?
I do, actually.
They have Little Fred.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Little midget with the top hat. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. You got to YouTube it.
Oh, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
The video for that has Little Fred in it.
Oh, that's funny. We always say Save a Horse, Ride a Harley.
There you go.
My friend, Jimmy.
Less disease in that situation.
What's funny is Steve will get a kick out of this because I know everybody always confuses him with a Van Zant.
Yes.
Okay, a really good friend of mine is Jimmy Van Zant. He sings a song called Save a Horse, Ride a Harley.
Okay.
So there you go.
So I'll have to Google that. On YouTube. I'll have to YouTube that.
They've got to have it on there somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
So. If you're anybody, you're on YouTube. Yeah. We're on YouTube. Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
Thank God not tonight.
No. Like, no. It's our audio.
No, I'm
it's
kidding. Our audio. I'm kidding. Just thank God not tonight.
Let's go through these gimmicks real quick.
All right. Let's do it.
The 10 sneaky gimmicks stores use to get you to spend more. The first one, free shipping offers. We've all seen that. But many of them come with a catch. You got to spend $30, $50, $100 or more to get the free shipping.
Yep. So that's when you get your girlfriend. Whenever you guys are looking at a catalog and you all want to buy something, you buy it together and then you get the free shipping.
Right.
Got that one figured out.
Smart.
Got that one
figured out. Her hair may be blonde, but she is smart as hell. All right. The next one. Do you want to go over that?
I have my moments. Multiple purchase pricing. See, I can't even do my...
You're fine. What was it I was trying to say earlier? I didn't even remember.
I don't know.
Wee wine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, another glass.
So multiple purchase pricing.
Yes. We've seen the 10 for 10 promotion and...
King Supers.
Right. And at least a dozen products are included in the sale, which you can mix and match, which is true. Sounds great.
Until you look at the actual price.
Right. They regularly sell for $1.09 anyway. However, if you add a coupon with that and you go on double coupon pricing days.
Are you a couponer?
I was once and I haven't been in a long time and
it takes a lot of commitment.
I should start now since my little grandbaby's back in the house because I tell you it's
diapers and formula and kid snacks, they're expensive.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Anyway, but it's good if you do additional things with it. But the dollar for, no. Nah, it just looks good.
The next one is BOGO, or buy one, get one, two, or buy one, get two, or buy two and get one. I fall for this every time.
I do too.
Shoes, especially, buy one, get one. Mm. That would be buy one, get one free sales for those who didn't know what we're talking about.
Right.
They entice you to buy more than you really need or would normally buy. And it's true. Buy one, get one half off. Oh, well, I'm only going to have to pay half price for one. Why not get two pairs of shoes? I don't need them. My closet is overflowing.
Look at how cute Janet is. She's that same voice in my head that does that. I do that to myself all the time.
And then I see
your
sexy shoe Sunday, and I'm like, I do not have enough cute shoes.
Oh, you do too. You need to start posting.
I'm just shy when it comes to my shoes.
Oh, stop it. Anyway.
All right.
And Brooke, and it doesn't matter. Brooke is going to win no matter what at this point, now that I've invited her in. She will win every time. That chick's got like 4,000 freaking pairs of shoes, and she buys them all over the world because she travels a lot. So, yeah, she's the winner. It's okay. But it's okay because we're all still sharing.
We are. We love shoes. And I promise I'll post one soon.
Please.
All right.
Two. You're in.
All right. Bundled purchases. What does that mean, Teresa?
I'm not exactly sure.
It's another silly way that retailers get us.
So, your example is buy $1,200 worth of computer gear for only $900, because
again,
you only
need
a $700 laptop, and you're $200 poorer for no good reason, right? Because unless you're a techie, you really aren't going to use that extra crap that they've given you.
Sheldon Cooper.
Sheldon's awesome.
He is.
It's hysterical.
But I have bought the computer. You get buy the computer, get the monitor for free, and then you only pay $100 for Microsoft Office.
Really, Microsoft, you helped make the freaking computer. You probably own the company. And you just like, liars.
I know.
Lies. They all lie.
The next one is coupon savings, Miss Couponer. This is why I stopped. I got into couponing because of one of those television reality shows where the lady like.
Those chicks are freaking insane.
Crazy.
They have no life.
Yeah.
You know,
so,
really?
Like, I got a coupon.
And do you see all the crap that they have in there?
Right.
Yeah.
They have, like, basements like mine that are not full of candles. They're full of toilet paper.
Well, which is fine. And that's fine, too. But it's the other stuff.
Like?
It's like, condiments.
Ketchup.
Let's start with condiments.
We need 20 ketchups.
Toilet paper? Really?
Sriracha.
We could have that.
Right.
We could have that.
You can always use toilet paper.
Oh, I have a funny sriracha story.
Okay.
I have a girlfriend who says that she's allergic to garlic. She's so going to kick my ass if she listens to this.
Girlfriend, close your ears.
She says, oh, if that has garlic in it, I can't eat it. But the funny thing is we'll go out to all these restaurants and she'll order sriracha and she'll cover everything with sriracha. Have you ever read the bottom of it?
It says garlic.
Spicy garlic sauce.
Oh, I do not eat sriracha because I have a wuss. For a mouth, and I can't handle spicy.
Well, it's just hysterical.
That's awesome.
That you
just called her out.
I know. You are so busted.
41 minutes into the podcast.
And she's going to kick mine.
So coupons will, again, make you buy more than you want to. And
yep.
That's why I stopped couponing.
Yep. No more.
Sales events. The fact that a store declares a sale is phenomenal does not necessarily mean that it's phenomenal. In fact, you could walk into a store that has announced sale prices as much as, you have to look for quotes like that.
Yeah.
As much as 70% off and find everything minus one lonely rack is only 20% off. It's not false advertising either. The ad clearly includes the qualifier as much as.
Well, what's funny is, you know, Macy's is notorious for that because they have a one-day sale. It's pretty much every other day.
Right.
So Macy's one day sale, you just go on like, you know, the next day and it's going to be on sale,
right.
Quote unquote.
I did catch a good sale the day after Thanksgiving at Macy's. I got like a $70 shirt for half off and then 20% off that. I ended up paying like $30 for this $70 shirt. It was awesome.
Now those are killer. Those are killer.
Day after Thanksgiving. That's the only way to shop at Macy's.
And back to the first portion of the purchasing thing. You know, I think I told you this before. One of my favorite times to shop is not Black Friday. It's Cyber Monday.
Yes.
And that is one time that I will take all the free shipping and the discounts and everything.
You pile it on top of each other.
I tear it up on Cyber Monday because it's awesome.
And it's typically for other people because it's Christmassy. Never mind, just me.
Well, yeah, it's for other people. I might find one or two things for it. I might
like Christmas going, and then when like Black Friday and Cyber Monday come along, I'm like, nee, but that's just me.
Well, we just sort of buy extra stuff. You know, you have to update right. your wardrobe too.
I do love clothes.
I do too.
All right, we're going to post the rest of these because I feel like we're going to be here till 10 o'clock
tonight. We are. Sorry.
Because we love shopping.
Once again.
We should go shopping together soon.
Yeah. It'd be hysterical. We'd probably sit there and laugh the whole time.
So I actually asked Steve tonight while I was waiting for you to show up since I jacked up the night. And I was like, so when are we going to have more than one guest on our podcast? He's like, oh yeah, I think I figured it out. I just gotta make sure and test it out. I'm like, are you kidding me? The girls and I have been waiting for this.
Oh my gosh.
Obviously he's not been listening to the podcast.
Steve, I think I'm gonna run upstairs. Talk for a second.
I will wrap it up while you run upstairs and kill my boyfriend. No, I need him to get it set up. So just hurt him.
Really care? I don't want to hurt. I'm too tired.
Right.
I can't inflict pain today, which is why I didn't go to work. Now, tomorrow's another story. We'll be back to frying faces off and we're on it.
Right. All right. And if you want your face fried off and you want to look 10 years younger.
Yep.
Is that
a good one. That's a realistic
number out there.
That's a realistic.
If you want to look 10 years younger, you have to reach out to Teresa.
Thank you.
Teresa Terry, T squared. I don't feel like I promote your business enough.
No, we're fine. We're awesome.
All right.
You do, actually.
Okay.
So people do ask me questions. I have to tell you the truth, though. So we're all good.
And we'll have you back next month, yes, November. We'll get ready for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
Oh, crap. You know, I was thinking about that today, and I don't even know yet.
I'm going to be handing out candy.
No.
I go to Missouri the next day to visit my family, so it's wild, crazy fun.
My daughter and I might actually take a road trip to California because my sister-in-law, Ruth, mm-hmm. her birthday is actually on Halloween, so we thought about going out there and just taking a road trip. So, and then I'll take my little drive up to Holly Weird and see all my friends. But
nice. And you could just take pictures with them because they all look weird.
My friends? Oh, I bet they're
Hollywood
awesome.
on freaking Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
You have to take pictures and I'll share them on our podcast.
All right. We're going to work on that. Okay, so.
I'm excited. And then hopefully someday soon we'll have Carrie and you on here and I'll just sit back and run the board.
Oh, no, you have to be involved because we love you. Carrie's the queen. I love her.
I should probably hang out with you guys beforehand just to know what I'm dealing with.
Oh, you should. Oh, yeah, you probably should.
With a couple bottles of wine.
Because the filters are no longer.
And a carafe in the boobs.
Oh, that was the best. Amazing. That was the best. We tried to hide it in my purse, but my purse was too small. But we decided.
But her boobs were big enough.
We decided that her boobs worked.
They did.
So.
All right, we're going to head on out of here. We're going down a dark and dirty path.
Yes, we are.
All right, we'll be back with a brand new co-host next Tuesday. Next Tuesday.
Okay.
We'll be back with a brand new co-host. You'll have to check her out and find Teresa Terry on Facebook or just like us. Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine on Facebook, and you'll be just in the know.
Just like us.
With lots of shoes.
Bunch of fun.
All right. Bye.
Bunch of fun. Bye.